Right now on VFN TV, Russia has just enacted a new law that makes evangelizing in your own home illegal. We're also going to be talking some prophetic headlines that were shared by John Paul Jackson talking about how Russia is going to take on a new nationalism. Also, that Putin's setting the stage for someone even worse than he is, and blackmail regarding the price of oil. It's all happening right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Another headline read, "Does God play softball? Hail the size of softballs destroy thousands of homes and autos."
Terrifying storms blasting up to softball-sized hail.
A cyber event could actually shut down power grids, financial institutions, cause absolute chaos across the nation.
And it is with great sadness that I share we have not 20 but 50 casualties. In addition to the shooter, there are another 53 that are hospitalized.
During the calls, he said he was doing this for the leader of ISIL, who he named and pledged loyalty to.
Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted.
Voters in the United Kingdom have voted to leave the European Union.
We are in World War III, and so the Congress should be dealing with this.
So there is
so we've been infiltrated.
What do you think is writing your foreign policy?
When the president of the free world stands and says that Islam is a religion of peace, he creates the climate. He provides the climate, the perfect climate, to create more terrorism.
Embracing a perverted interpretation of Islam that calls for war against America and the West.
Islam is about peace and brotherhood.
One of the prophetic dreams God gave us was how this current administration cut a covenant with Islam, and we're seeing specifically it looks like this thing is being walked out.
I just felt it in my spirit. I felt like the Lord was saying to me, if they divide Jerusalem, if America has a hand, if the Secretary of State or the President or whoever has a hand in causing Israel to divide Jerusalem and giving up that land for peace, I will divide America.
This begins at the local level. This is going to be a county-by-county fight. So sheriffs and pastors become two of the most important people groups.
The pastor and the sheriff are some of the most important folks in your community.
It's going to be full-scale war. It's going to be with all the capabilities of the IDF.
Best formula for achieving peace remains two states for two peoples, in which a demilitarized Palestinian state finally recognizes the Jewish state.
We can actually win the hearts over if we go out and begin to evangelize and share the love of God. Militant times are coming, but it's time for the church to be able to rise up.
The trend of embracing Israel will overcome the trend of maligning Israel.
Only a united church can heal a divided nation.
God is calling out the evangelists to arise and to proclaim the gospel with miracles, signs, and wonders, because this is the season for the glory of God to shine, and the world is going to know that Jesus the Savior is alive and well.
Let me be the one to at least share the good news about the Chinese. They are having the world's largest revival. About 28,000 to 30,000 people coming to Christ in China every single day. That's about a million a month.
What many say is the greatest spiritual awakening in southern West Virginia history.
Lord, you don't write the chains.
Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. There was coming a call when the Gentile Rus would begin to unite together all across the globe and begin to declare, your people will be my people. We're declaring Jubilee. It's time for another great messianic awakening.
We Catholics, abbiamo ricevuto tanto.
We've dal movimento di Azusa Street.
So much from the Azusa Street.
Ma vogliamo a voi protestanti.
We want to ask you Protestants. We want to ask for your forgiveness for not respecting the love of the law of
per non aver usato.
I want to walk with those who walk in agreement. I'm telling you, we can make a difference.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
Smith Wigglesworth, he made this statement just before he died. Whenever the word comes together with the spirit, we will have the greatest spiritual awakening the world has ever known. If you say yes, I will go. Yes, I will mobilize. If you can't go, then you're responsible to mobilize those who can go.
This is so exciting to watch all these things take place. You know, we live in God.
Yes.
We abide with God, and we're excited about the things of God. And I believe the church is going to get excited again about the things of God.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and joining me in a few minutes is Steve Kalaszewski. I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster, and we have a program for you. We're going to be sharing some of these prophetic headlines that John Paul Jackson has shared, and things that the Lord has shared with them. Listen, we're living in some very serious days. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that, right? I mean, you look at what's happening all over the world, and we get to say, okay, things are unfolding. And we want to just have a conversation with you today. You know, we want to walk through this thing together so that we can, you know, unpack some of the things that have happened, some of the things that are prophesied to come, and what do we do at this point? How do we prepare for it? And so, you know, this is some things that Greg has been sharing, Greg Lancaster, as well as many other prophets. But things are beginning to blossom. They're beginning to unfold. And you certainly see some clarity as to what is happening. And we're going to be talking on today's program specifically about Russia and Vladimir Putin. In fact, recent reports are that right now in Russia, it is illegal. A new law has been approved to make it illegal to actually evangelize even in your own home. I mean, this is amazing. The amendment, including laws against sharing your faith, these are anti-terrorist laws, okay? It makes it illegal to share your faith in your home, online, or anywhere that's not recognized as a church building. Listen, local police officers in Russia have already visited believers that were meeting in their homes. And I have a quote for you. This is what the local police officer told our brother and sister in Russia. Now that they're adopting this law, I'll drive you out of here. This is the type of persecution that's facing believers in Russia. This is Christians are not allowed to email their friends to invite them to church or to even, like I said earlier, evangelize in their own home. Things in Russia are changing, and they're changing for the worse for those who are believers. And listen, we want to pray. We want to stand with our brothers and sisters all over the world. We need to have a global perspective. We need to be global Christians, not global citizens, right? We want to be able to have a heart of compassion and not be just caught up what's happening in the West, but to strategically partner with God for his plans, his purpose, and his will to be fulfilled in the earth. Well, we're going to be sharing with you some these prophetic headlines, like I said, about John Paul Jackson and what the Lord has shared with him. The first one we want to share with you is Russia is going to take on a new nationalism. I want you to watch this.
And you're going to start seeing Russia take on a whole new nationalism, and Russia's going to create a crisis in order to spawn nationalism because it realizes it's losing its youth.
It's losing its youth. They're going to create a crisis. I mean, right now you're looking at Turkey with an attempted coup. You're looking at this conflict in Syria that's already cost over 400,000 lives. Syrians that are involved in this civil war, and they're dead. And now you have Russia trying to raise their head, and Putin is devising a plan that as we heard, the prophetic word is going to rally in nationalism because they're losing all their youth. When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to share more of these amazing prophetic headlines and what we can do to partner with the global church. Join us. We get right back from this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Talked to her and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. And she said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything's just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out, opened it up, and the Lord said, point. And it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Cho and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast down through the west and the southwest and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. Joining with me in the studio is Steve Kalaszewski. Steve, these are some serious times.
You know, I think it's just absolutely horrible that when you really, it's one thing to hear that, but when you actually just visualize that reality that right now that there are Christians with a desire and actually gathering as the church in their home, Bibles open, talking about what Jesus has said and imagining that the police is knocking down the door, then saying, there was a law passed and now I'm legally able to drive you out of here. And it's just like, this is actually the church. This is the reality that's happening. It's like, we've got to just wake up to this.
This is what happens when you take freedom for granted.
Yes.
I mean, right now we have amazing freedoms, and you'll often hear us, you know, talk about the Constitution.
Yeah.
And there's many people that would love to get rid of the Constitution. Listen, we have these amazing God-given freedom, and we need to appreciate them, because right now we have believers, brothers and sisters, that can't even evangelize in their own home. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's their home, and they can't even share the gospel. Listen, in parts of this world, you're starting to see darkness just like a cloud come all over the place. But we want to give you hope, because let me tell you something. Revival, awakening is on the horizon. And so you just got to pay attention for what's happening. We've been sharing about some things regarding Russia and some of the things that the Lord prophetically has shown John Paul Jackson in these they called prophetic headlines, because the way he received this prophetic encounter was, it was a newspaper that was spinning around, and then it would stop. And as it stopped, he would see a headline that was, you know, in a newspaper. And these are some of the headlines that we're going to be seeing. But also, these are some of the things that the Lord had just spoke to him prophetically that were coming. And we shared with you before the break about how a Russia would take on a new nationalism, and that Russia will create a crisis to rally their young people, because they're you know, losing young people. Listen, many plans, you know, evil people can devise, but it's the plans of the Lord that prevail. You know, I heard someone say that God will let you believe what you want to believe to get you to a place, that where he always wanted you to be. And so, you know, many people have plans, but listen, all these plans God will use for his own purposes, for his own plans, for his own desires. We want to share with you another thing that God showed John Paul Jackson, that Putin, Vladimir Putin, is setting the stage for someone worse than him. Watch this.
And so Putin coming back in is part of the whole thing that the Lord talked to me about, where Putin and Medvedev would begin to clash. Putin would end up taking over, but there's a third guy behind the scene that is even more ruthless than that. And he will end up showing up on the scene. He's not on the scene yet, but he will be on the scene. And Putin is setting the stage for his coming. He is not the Antichrist, because the Antichrist comes from somewhere else. But it is part of the whole end time scenario.
Think about this, that Putin is setting the stage for someone worse than himself. You know, there's a long history. You know, Putin was in the KGB years prior to. And to understand that there's shadow governments, there's people that are behind the scenes.
Pulling the strings.
Listen, there are things that are unfolding, and we want to be able to pray. We want to know what are the things that are happening, that are on the horizon, because they don't necessarily have to happen. Sometimes God will speak to you prophetically, and he'll give you a warning so that you can partner with God for his plans. And so you can circumvent some of the things that the enemy is trying to bring into a nation, and even into your own family. I want you to watch 2582, because Russia is looking to blackmail some of these nations in Europe when it comes to oil. I mean, right now you're seeing historic lows where oil is being sold at less than $50 a barrel. We've been sharing this a lot here on VFN TV, because oil traditionally was selling around $100 a barrel. Mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia made a great amount of wealth. I believe it cost them about $12 a barrel.
Just to make it.
You know,
to produce it.
So these are huge, huge, you know, profits. But they've been reduced significantly. And once these oil prices go up, they're going to cut the pipe. Mm-hmm. Watch this.
And Russia's going to end up blackmailing many of the small satellite nations that used to be part of the Soviet bloc, and demanding that they come into a whole new alliance and a whole new agreement. And Poland will be blackmailed. I hope they do not succumb. I've got to give a message to them in the spring when I go there. Czechoslovakia, the Slavic countries, Hungary, Romania, Ukraine, all Kazakhstan, all these are going to be blackmailed by Russia. Says if you want our oil and you want our gas, you will come back in. Because if you don't, we will close the pipeline tomorrow. And they're waiting for the price of gas to get up high enough so they can close the pipeline to those countries and still be able to function economically in their own state. But they have to wait till the price of gasoline gets up high before they can cut the pipeline off. This is what the Lord showed me. I mean, I was going into these details with me, and I'm going, Lord, I don't think I can retain all of this. He says, yes, you can.
Think about this. When the price of oil goes up, and when it goes up high enough, they'll have to cut the pipeline. You're talking about control. You're talking about seizing wealth. There's a strategy that's trying to unfold itself in Europe. And these are days that you need to be paying attention. These are days that you need to be alert. These are days that you want to be engaged in the things of God and what God is saying prophetically. You know, in years past, I would talk to people and they'd say, well, you know, I was taken by surprise and I didn't know. And listen, you don't have to be taken by surprise. God is sharing these things with many of his prophets. Why? So that we can be informed, so that we can partner with the Lord on these global events.
And you think about just the mercies of God to make these visions known, like you're saying. God does nothing without first making it known to the prophets.
Right.
And we are hearing these continual prophecies made known, because it's just God is just pleading with his church right now, saying, I'm warning, these days are coming, but it can be stopped. And it's just, will the hearts turn?
Yeah.
Or do we have to see these horrible tragedies as a reality before we do?
Listen, we want to encourage you. Listen, God wants to use you in these last days. Mm-hmm. God wants you to partner with him and to pray his will upon the face of this earth. We want you to just continue to be with us on this program. We'll take a short break. When we get back, we're going to share more of these prophetic words and what they mean to the United States. But before we go to break, we do have a special offer for you.
Today's offer 2010 for your partnership of any amount, is learning how to hold fast to what God has promised you no matter what. A life of honor. Life has a tendency to throw us curveballs. When it seems things are going one way, they end up going another. When it comes to the Word of God, the Word God has spoken over us, the promises of God, it's important to learn how not to let these curveballs throw you off. In this message, you'll learn how important it is to notice the Lord working in your town, honor him, God in that, the ministers in your town, and making a place for the Lord and his ministers in your heart and home. You will see the amazing goodness of God and how he returns in greater measure the blessing and the honor that you give him. And today, when so many people tied up in what's in it for me, we learn how to honor God and make room for him. He will take care of us in a greater way than we could ever imagine when we honor him. We'll also learn that if he said it, that settles it, and how to hold fast to the promises of God no matter what. In the natural, it may seem like it's over, but it's never over with God. Remember, Abraham, the father of faith, against all hope, in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations. As children of faith, as believers, even us, against all odds, need to hold on to the promises of God and become everything God has set over us. Today's offer is offer 2010, learning to hold fast to what God has promised you, no matter what, a life of honor. To become a partner, go to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now, or write to us at VFNTV, 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or call us at 844-408-3688. Today's offer is 2010, learning to hold fast to what God has promised you no matter what.
The conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Pastor Ted Traylor of Olive Baptist Church.
I'm Pastor Joey Rogers of Pace Assembly. And we want you to mark your calendars now for September the 11th.
Today's
at
offer,
6 p.m.
for
United in Prayer.
We're excited about bringing our churches together, and we want to invite you to join us at the Pensacola Bay Center on 9/11. We need spiritual awakening in our community.
And this is the time to gather the church. September the 11th, 6 p.m. at the Pensacola Bay Center.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means strategeia, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish His purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you, as you move forward in this season of the church, that you be a part of the apostolic church arising.
Are Bibles allowed to be brought into the workplace? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work for a private mental health agency, and I'm a Christian, and I read my Bible and have it on my bookcase, and I do that on my own time, but I do it on the premises of the agency. Nothing terrible has happened, but I'm getting some terrible stares and being shunned by some of my other clinicians.
Well, look, the Bible's not a banned book, but if it was only a certain types of books they wanted on the bookshelves because of the type of work you were engaged in, that'd be one thing, but do they allow, Lisa, other therapists to have personal books and reading material at their office?
I don't know yet, but they did introduce a new gentleman who's going to be working with us who happens to be Hindu and bows to everybody in that
within his tradition. Well, look, that's part of their faith tradition, and you should respect that, like they should respect your ability to keep the Bible in place. So you really, no problem there. You shouldn't have any trouble.
Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Dixie is a speaker, a coach, a writer. She's from St. Louis, Missouri. She wanted me to talk about insight. Whenever I take the word insight, I think of a word that's kind of close to it, sounds kind of like it, inside. You see, to get insight in a situation, you have to get inside of the situation. You can't have insight if you're removed, if you're distracted, if you've pulled away. You've got to get close to the issue, the question. I've often said that insight is a response of reflection. In fact, I think reflection turns experience into insight. Here's what I know about leaders. They have insight because they have gotten inside the circle, the relationships, the journey. They've been there. They've touched it. They've felt it. They've experienced it themselves. They're not far removed from it. And that insight that they have, because they've been inside the situation, allows them to lead with farsight and vision. You got to start where you are if you want to expand to where you're going.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. You know, we're talking about some prophetic headlines that were given to John Paul Jackson. And, you know, we've been talking for some time about, you know, revival and great awakening and the harvest that's coming. But, you know, the harvest, you got to prepare for the harvest. You know, Steve, that's, you know, right now the ground has been so hard, you know, and you look at what's happening in the world today. Look what's happening in the church today. And hearts are not soft.
Yeah.
You know, today so many people are concerned about their own lives, their own needs, their own wants. There is very little compassion, and there's little regard for the Lord. When you think that, according to George Barna and his study, that only 19% of professing Christians are actually reading their Bibles, and of the 19% that actually are, only 3% feel like they're responsible for their own spiritual development.
Yeah.
And so it's like, where is that? What's going on here? And so what we're seeing is a series of events that are happening across the nation is causing a lot of this hard-heartedness to begin to break, and you're starting people to walk around with
process.
Soft hearts.
Yeah.
You know, even as I travel through the community and I'm talking to several people, you can tell that there's starting to be, you know, a sense of community where people are taking, you know, huge signs to show some sort of compassion and some generosity and some kindness that you didn't see before. And you know, there's been small talk on lines and you're starting to hear people care about each other. This is important because what is about to come, in particular in the United States, are some very tough times. You know, we've been saying on this program that the Lord showed us that it's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times. Yeah. And maybe it's the worst of times that causes people to respond in brokenness, in humility, and where they're crying out to God. You know, John Paul Jackson saw where there's going to be violence and anger was going to erupt in the streets. This is something he prophesied some time ago. I want you to watch this.
There's anger that is going to be erupting. Violence is going to be in the streets. Rich houses are going to be, neighborhoods are going to be invaded. What the Robin Hood mentality of what's yours is mine is going to spread. And all you're going to be seeing in multi-million dollar neighborhoods is chimneys left standing and burnt chars of the houses. Violence is going to become so prevalent, police forces will not be able to take care of it, and even the military forces will only be able to take care of it in the urban areas and not the rural areas, and even all urban areas won't be able to be taken care of. It will be so widespread.
Think about this. We have seen some violence, we have seen some things, but what John Paul Jackson is prophesying, we haven't seen that yet. We're talking about violence in such a case that law enforcement will not be able to take care of it. And this reminds me, Steve, that during Hurricane Katrina, you know, we had just went through Ivan, and it almost seemed like just a short time later, Hurricane Katrina hit. Mm-hmm. And as we were all just, you know, watching and praying and seeing how we can help all those affected, we started realizing, like, the whole nation was watching the television screens and looking at the internet, where it became devastation. Yeah. I mean, you know, there was people at the stadium, there were people couldn't get out, there was massive flooding, people were you know, standing on top of their roofs trying to be rescued. Many seniors have passed away, and there was it only took 4 days, Steve, 4 days for that city, New Orleans, to lose civility, where the police officers were actually, you know, leaving and saying, I got to go protect my own family. And you'll be surprised, you know, this is one of the reasons we say, listen, you know, we appreciate the police. You know, all authority is established by God. These are servants to do us good, right? And we're going to need them. We want to honor them because they're going to stand in between those that want to do harm. But what's coming, and it's going to happen in such a place, particularly in the urban areas, that local law enforcement will not be able to handle it. And that military will be the only, you know, solution to come on in, maybe the National Guard, to bring some law
and order. Law.
Yeah. I mean, we saw that here during Hurricane, you know, where there was no power for 10 days in the community. We had martial law, and those National Guard standing there saying, curfew's in session.
Yeah.
No more gas. Go home.
And when you think about it, just, you know, a lot of people, from what I've heard and just having conversations, a lot of times when you say the word martial law, it just kind of invokes this just fear of what that of you know.
What does that mean?
Exactly. You know? But if you look at it in regards of just, you know, if there's chaos, if there's something happening, you want someone to bring peace. As we've talked about many times on this program, it's just like a father walking into the room and just saying, that's enough. Go to your room. You know, the authority walks into the room and you want someone that's going to bring peace to the community. And you're talking about it before in regards to, you know, there being hard hearts, and we're seeing, you know, just so many things rising. And it's been said, these are the times that test men's souls, you know, what you think, what you want, what you feel. And you're seeing that rise of selfishness in regards to the fact that it's going to take this for us to recognize that our hearts are hard and we need to humble ourselves. And the truth is, though, is in a time of prayer, just dialoguing with the Lord, just what do we do during times like this? You know, you see so many tragedies happening. It's like, God,
what's a Robin Hood mentality?
Yeah.
That's the entitlement. The entitlement mentality is going to cause people to feel like they're going to need to take something from you or from somebody else, and they're going to feel justified to do that. And in this case, John Paul Jackson saw that it was wealthy homes, that the only thing left were chimneys. Think about that type of violence, that type of chaos, that type of looting. that they not only want to take from what is yours, but they're going to destroy the home in the process.
Yeah.
And so, listen, we got to be prepared for this. You know, the next thing that John Paul Jackson shares is what's going to happen to our military. Watch this.
Our military will be coming home, the Lord said. Finance is going to force you to shrink the size of the military. It will end up causing cracks to form in the military and end up allowing your country to be invaded if you do not turn your heart to me. And so I'm starting to read about the shrinking of the military. I'm starting to read about the numbers of they're cutting X number of tens of thousands of military positions. I'm starting reading about what they're doing. I'm going, oh, my goodness, it's happening. It's happening. Has there been military excess? Probably. I don't doubt that. But I also know this. This is what the Lord said. This is what's going to be happening. Your army is going to start shrinking. Your protection is going to start shrinking because you're going to think the pride of your heart is going to say we don't need it.
The pride of your heart's going to say that you don't need it. Think about this, that our military is about to shrink because there's not going to be any funds.
Mm.
There's no money. I believe that almost, don't quote me, but I think a large percentage of our budget, almost 50%, is spent on the military, right? Having a strong defense. And if we don't repent, our nation will be invaded. Listen, years ago, you would say, how could our country ever be invaded? You know, we're surrounded by water. You know, we have a strong Navy. You know, our borders are good. You know, that type of stuff. We could never. Canada's not going to come down. Or, you know, you couldn't see that,
yeah.
Right? Today, you can't talk to anyone who wouldn't say yes.
That's
our
a possibility.
Country could easily be invaded, especially with the borders being as porous as they are and the known fact that we have over 450,000 radical jihadists in our nation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this is God trying to get our attention to say it's time to repent. It's time to turn our heart back to God. Lindsey Graham says from the Armed Services Committee that the Army right now is smallest since 1940 and the Navy is the smallest since the 1915. Listen, we are in uncharted waters, if you will. It's time to turn back to God. A nation that's not able to defend itself is a nation that's not going to be able to last long.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, speaking of that specifically, one of the prophetic headlines that John Paul Jackson had seen was, where was the Navy? And you would think that because the military they have, we would have seen something happen, whether it was in the Gulf or wherever. He saw specifically, where was the Navy?
Where was the Navy? Listen, we get back from this break, we're going to be sharing more of these prophetic headlines.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
These times are harvest times. Think about this. How would your church handle 1,000 new members every week? And we all think that would be incredible. It will kill you. We've got to start thinking like that. I tell you, we need to raise up hundreds of thousands of teachers. It is not going to work on the model of ministry that is now demonstrated in much of the church. It's like a spectator sport. You pay your entry fee and come watch a few people do it every week. No, we've all got to be engaged. I believe there's a home group movement. And we've had many and great. I believe you're going to have home groups in every single neighborhood that are solid, where God is moving, where He is doing awesome things every week, every day, and where people are bonded together.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Unless we repent. This is a pretty serious thing. You got to think about it. What does that look like? You know, here right now, as we're talking with you in this blessed nation called America, right now, just across the waters in Venezuela, you have a country right now that's just, the people are starving.
Yeah.
Steve, they're hunting dogs, cats, and pigeons just to eat. One gentleman said, "What I used to feed my dog, I now buy so that I can eat." And just recently, the government opened their borders up for 12 hours and 35,000 people ran into neighboring country just to see if they could purchase and buy some food. Watch this.
When his successor was forced to throw open the border with Colombia this week so that desperate Venezuelans could search for food, you would have thought it was the fall of the Iron Curtain. Javier Gutierrez said, "I came here to buy rice, sugar, milk, medicine, and whatever else we can get, because we already don't have anything to eat. We're starving."
They're starving. Mm. They don't have toilet paper. They don't have sugar.
They don't have medicine.
Yeah, and while we're
basic needs.
While we're using Facebook in America to show selfies, they're using Facebook to create bartering groups where they can share and barter a couple of things that they have, and now there's not much to barter with.
Yeah.
Listen, we can have a situation where people are just storming our borders like we've never seen before. These are some very serious times. I want to share with you a prophetic dream that was given to Brianna about Condoleezza Rice. She was a Secretary of State. She was a National Security Advisor in the Bush administration. We want you to hear about what God showed her in regards to Condoleezza Rice. Watch this.
You sent a dream back on December 31st, 2013, about what we're seeing happen right now. And we were discussing it in a meeting for VFN-TV. And amongst the other things God said, I think this is pretty relevant. You know, Condoleezza Rice, did anybody remember Condoleezza Rice? She's was the National Security Advisor for George W. Bush, and I think George H., too, in some ways, she's worked with him. And So what she represents in this dream that God gave her would be America's national security. So let's listen to what God said.
Well, in my dream, I was driving in an SUV in D.C. To me, it looked like where the Pentagon is, that area, not in the city part. But I was driving down this road, and swarms of people were running in the opposite direction, and they were completely terrified. It was a lot like a scene out of 9/11. So these people were running, and we would hear these loud booms like bombs going off, and everyone would drop to the ground, cover their head, and after a few minutes, the police and the security would get them back up and tell them to keep on going, keep on going. And so as I was driving, I started to drive over these railroad tracks, and I saw a body lying on the side of the road, just completely lifeless, and the blood had drained from their body and just pooled next to them. And I stopped, and I realized who it was, and it was Condoleezza Rice. She was laying there, and everybody had stopped to see who it was. And suddenly I was outside of the vehicle, standing there on the side of the road, just everyone was in shock of who was just laying there. And then all of a sudden she started to move, and she...
You made a statement, right? You said she was a good woman.
Right. I just, in my dream, tears welled up in my eyes, and I was like, she was such a good woman. And right after I said that is when she started to move and get up. And she stumbled to her feet and started to walk, and everybody started to cheer and clap. And then the blood that was laying on the ground, her blood, congealed together and formed in the shape of a person and started to walk behind her. And after a few seconds, that crumbled to the ground. Well, then it flashed, and we were still there, and all the people were there. Our location didn't change, but it was as if we were on the set of a movie scene, and we were all extras in this movie. And then it flashed again, and we were all sitting in the movie theater watching this same scene unfold. And it was as if, layer by layer, all the reality was being taken from us, and we were made to believe that it was all just a movie.
Wow.
Think about that. Listen, God is not through with America. You know, this is not God's desire for us to be gone. But things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's kind of two sides here. There's some people that kind of feel that, listen, since God's not through with America, nothing's going to happen. God needs America, and that's it, you know. But then there's these other things called prophetic words and what. Yeah. What we know is true of the Bible, that if you disobey God, God can't be mocked. You know, you are going to reap what you sow. And America has been, as Billy Graham's daughter said, has been lifting our sandy fists to God, mocking God,
mm-hmm.
mocking God. Listen, God is just, you know, and God's going to deal with this nation. He's full of compassion. He's full of mercy. He's full of love. And this has been building. I mean, 70 million plus children aborted since 1974, I believe, when Roe versus Wade was made, you know, made abortion legal. And God is wanting us to repent. He's wanting to get our attention. He's wanting us to turn from our wicked ways and return back to God. God wants to bless this nation, but he's trying to get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
John Paul Jackson shared that the shape of America is about to change. I mean, look at all these different things that the shape of America. We're getting ready to share. Stay tuned to VFN TV because, you know, we have a prophetic word coming up that the Lord shared with Brother John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence, that if Jerusalem is divided, that America could potentially be divided in half, according to that New Madrid fault line. I want you to watch what John Paul Jackson had to say. Watch this.
The shape of the United States will change if we do not cry out to God. See, here's why. You say, why does all this happen? It boils down to the Garden of Eden, and that is this. Whenever man fell away from God, he began to decay. Everything he touched began to decay. And the Lord said it kind of like this, and the earth will no longer yield itself to you.
The earth will no longer yield itself to you. I mean, everywhere you look, it's like the earth is responding. I mean, it's responding.
Yeah.
It's like we're going to have to cry out. We're going to have to just cry out and humble ourselves. And listen, I've never heard 2 Chronicles 7:14 quoted so much. But yes, if my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then God will hear them.
Yeah.
And heal the land, heal the earth. It's amazing.
And it's important, too, as you're saying, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And what's also vital to understand is that scripture, that verse right before that, it says, yes. When I send a plague, when I send that tragedy.
Oftentimes it's left out, isn't it?
And it's just recognizing that this is what God is allowing to happen to bring in the harvest. Like you're saying, the best of times, the worst of times. If you're focused on, you know, just the economy, if you're focused on markets, if you're focused on the horizontal, the earth perspective, yes, it is going to be the worst of times. But if you're focused on the kingdom of God and winning souls and sharing the love of Jesus Christ, this is going to be the best times.
It is. You know, would you share briefly a little bit about that prophetic dream that the Lord shared with you about exactly what you're saying?
Yeah, in a dream that I had that the Lord gave me, I was driving in my car and it was just utter chaos, just pandemonium. There were carcasses all over the road. There
like
were
carcasses, you're talking about
like dead animals, large animals, cows, just it was all happening so fast. And they were also falling from the sky. And as I was driving my car, I didn't have any brakes. So I'm trying to not only avoid hitting something on the road, I'm also trying to avoid being hit by something falling. I see an upcoming stop sign or an intersection with traffic moving, and I realize I can't stop. I do what I can to merge with traffic without getting into an accident. And I finally pull my car over the side of the road. I pick up the phone to call Greg, and immediately he just says to me, "Don't panic. This is what God has allowed to make happen in order to bring in the harvest.
Don't panic."
But he also said, "You do have your 90 days, don't you?"
Wow. Amazing. Don't panic. This is what God has allowed to happen to bring in the harvest. The harvest is going to be huge. But you know, unfortunately, sometimes people have to go through something.
That's right.
They have to be awakened. They have to come out of the stupor that they're in. And that hard heart has to begin to start breaking where they start crying out and saying, "Listen, we need God. How much more tragedy can we handle?" And that statement, "You do have your 90 days," we've been sharing for quite some time now, years, about encouraging the church, encouraging others, get prepared. Get you a little supply of some basic needs. Get you some food that you can just put away. Mm-hmm. God forbid you couldn't go to the grocery store. The trucks weren't moving. Something happened. Why? Not so that we can just prepare for ourselves and just, you know, close the blinds and close the doors to survive whatever it is. No, so that we can have the supplies that we need to sustain us as we jump full into the harvest and go out about sharing the good news, praying for people and encouraging people to turn to God and to share the love of God with them. We want to be prepared because let me tell you, there's going to be a huge harvest, but we want to be ready. I want to share with you this last prophetic word that John Paul Jackson said about the drought that's in the United States, coming to the United States. Watch this.
Drought is going to continue to escalate in the lower half of the United States. So much so that just as it says in Revelation chapter 6, a loaf of bread, there may be bread, but what it's going to cost you will be enormous. So much so that they will have to put guards on trucks to keep trucks from being robbed for their food.
Think about that. A loaf of bread was going to cost you more than you ever imagined what bread could actually cost. It will be available. And that guards will have to be on food trucks.
They're being robbed.
Yeah, another portion of this is that actually broke into food trucks just to get food, just to eat. Listen, you want to be prepared. You know, a wise man sees danger and prepares for it. That's what the Bible says, right? A wise man gives thought to their ways. It's time for us to begin just asking God for wisdom. God is giving us wisdom, but we need to begin to start applying it in our lives. We need to start reaching out to the Lord. We need to evaluate and give thought to our ways in our life to say, Lord, where do I need to repent? How do I get on your path? How can I partner with you in the days that we're living in? Listen, it's not over for America, but God is allowing things to happen that we may reach out to him, cry out to him, and believe him that he's not only going to heal our nation, but that he's going to send a third great awakening. Listen, we want to pray with you. We ask that you continue to please pray for us. Steve, yes. Would you close us out?
Father, we just lift up just the church throughout the entire world. And Lord, we just ask God that you would give wisdom, Lord, give grace to the church in Russia, God, that they would rise and expand, Lord, amidst this persecution. And Father, I ask you, Lord, that you would give us that grace, Lord, to humble ourselves, to soften our hearts and recognize, Lord, as you're speaking, Lord, as you're making these prophetic words known and shared, that we would not have to wait until we see nothing but chimneys, until we see our nation invaded, until we see the economy gone and food gone. Lord, help the church awaken now. God, I ask you, Lord, for those dreams. I ask you, Lord, for those visions, the open eyes, open ears, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, Lord, and send a third great awakening, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you for watching VFN TV. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody. There's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful. You're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about these, like, these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got like this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, you know, whatever they are. And so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And he introduced his Father through himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through his Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through his awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.